7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, your host, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the things that, you know, as Muslims, we should strive for, and getting one will hopefully result in getting the second. That is, if we try to get and acquire and establish unity amongst the Muslims, maybe and hopefully a type of happiness and felicity will be given to us as a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the efforts that we have made. Now, in the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today, the book speaks about both of these topics, but there is no relationship between these two in the actual book itself. But as I mentioned, it is obvious that Islamic unity, and if everybody in a particular community lives happily with one another, the concept of happiness and the instances of happiness will be more apparent, and obviously our lives will be more fruitful. So therefore we see that even though the author of these two articles may not have had this in mind, and the combination of these two articles into one particular text may not have had this in mind, but we see that it is possible that by attaining one, the other is also attained. So inshallah, the book and the author and the translator that we wish to introduce will be mentioned in our next segment. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The text or the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Islamic Unity and Happiness. This is a combination of certain writings of the esteemed scholar, the martyr, Shaheed Murtada Mutahari, rahmatullah alayh. The Shaheed was martyred on the 1st of May 1979. So approximately 2 months after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, and there's a whole story behind it, and the great loss that the leader of the revolution, that is Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, felt at the assassination of Shaheed Murtada Mutahari. So this compilation or collection of these two articles written by the late and esteemed Shaheed was translated by Dr. Alaeddin Pazargadi, and published by the Ba'athat Islamic Research Center, or abbreviated as BIRC, which is in the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So what is this book? This book basically contains two writings of Shaheed Mutahari, or rather, as I mentioned, two parts. Both of them are writings of Shaheed Mutahari. One is based on Islamic unity and Al-Ghadir. Now this is important to understand, that what is mentioned by Al-Ghadir is not the actual incident of Ghadir, but rather the book Al-Ghadir that was written by the late Allama Amini, rahmatullah alayh. So Shaheed Mutahari in this article tries to show that yes, the book of Ghadir tries to show that the event is not just some hoax, or it is something that is, you know, the author Allama Amini wrote it because people were criticizing the event, were showing that the event was not real. So he wrote this book, which is an encyclopedia of Islamic history and many other things in it. It is an encyclopedia in reality. an encyclopedia written by one person, mashallah. And unfortunately, it's not in English, but it's a very beautiful book. And Allama Amini spent years writing this, even to many countries trying to write it. And Shaykh Mutahhir tries to show that this was not a polemical book. It was a book that was meant to bring about Islamic unity. The second article deals with Islamic happiness. Now, what is Islamic happiness? For example, some of the chapters or contents that are within the second article are happiness and pleasure. Are there differences? What is the similarities? Types of happiness, stages of happiness, and factors of happiness are just some of the chapters that are mentioned in the second article. It is also worthy of note that the first article, Islamic Unity and Al-Ghadir, was translated for a second time by Brother Ahmed Rizwani and published in the Taqrib Islamic Journal. So inshallah, in our next section, we'll be reading a small part from this collection of articles from Shaheed Murtada Mutahhari, rahmatullah alayh. So please stay tuned.
Who is the Lavan?
Allah.
Who is the Rahman?
Allah.
Who is the Manan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is the Lifan. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is the Lifan. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. We were discussing the collection of articles, or rather a collection of two writings of Shaykh Murtada Mutahhari, one being on Islamic unity and the book Al-Ghadir, written by the esteemed scholar Allama Amini, and the second article being on Islamic happiness. So the part that we would like to read, obviously, was on Islamic unity and the opinions of Shaykh Mutahhari in this regard. And as I mentioned in our previous segment, that this article was published in the Taqrib Islamic Journal for a different author, for reasons maybe that this translation was not up to scratch or did not deliver the meaning as it should have been. But we will read from this article as the author has, or rather as the translator has translated the words of Shaheed Mutahhari. So Islamic unity. What is meant by Islamic unity? Does it mean that one religion should be chosen from among its different sects and the rest be put aside? Or does it mean that what is held in common in all of them should be adopted and the differences ignored, thus creating a new faith which should not resemble any of them? Or again, does it mean that Islamic unity has no relationship whatsoever with the unity of religions, and the meaning of Muslim unity is the union of the followers of various sects against non-believers in spite of all their religious differences? Those who are opposed to Muslim unity, in order to give the word Islamic unity an illogical and impracticable sense, called a religious unity to defeat it at the very beginning. Obviously, the purpose of the enlightened and learned men of Islam in coining this phrase is not limiting all the sects to one religion or adopting the common points and laying aside differences, which is neither reasonable and logical nor desirable and practical. Their purpose is the unification of Muslims in one line against their common enemy. So this is what, in the opinion of Shaykh Mutahhari, Islamic unity is. And then obviously he goes on in mentioning this concept in the book of Al-Ghadir of Allama Amini. So inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasir Ibrahim.